We now resume with part two of Dewey DeWitt's interview with Ben Torrey at the Houlton International Airport.
You know, I'm going to go back in history, Ben. When I was a youngster, they built this airport during World War II, at the beginning of World War II. And I remember when this runway was being built, they had a fellow named Snyder who was in charge of it. He worked for the outfit out of Boston, the guy that owned the Boston Braves, anyhow. His name slips me in a moment.
Yep.
But is that still the same runway?
To my knowledge, it is. It very well could have been resurfaced between then and now, but the base layers underneath would probably be original, yes.
And some of the buildings here house German prisoners, and they're still here.
There are a couple of them. Most of them have fallen in and just gone by the wayside at this point. We do have several buildings here on the field that were built in the late 30s. The main aircraft hangar that we still store aircraft in, if memory serves, 1938 was the year of construction. So we'll be coming up on 80 years here pretty soon.
Ben, this building we're in here now that houses incoming passengers and so forth, how old is this?
You know, I have not seen a number associated with this building. I would imagine this is also 40s, 50s era, right around there.
And this is all owned by the town of Houlton?
That's correct, yes.
Now, tell me this. How many buildings do you have to service yourself as far as maintenance and so forth?
Oh, let's see. We would go with probably the new snow removal equipment building, although that was, as I said earlier, built last year, so we haven't had to touch that yet. This small terminal building that I'm in right now, this is where the office and the main lobby is, like you just mentioned. We have a small generator shack on the field that would house emergency lighting systems, you know, battery banks and the like. That doesn't need frequent servicing, but it does get looked at every now and again. We also have some older buildings on the field that are not owned by the town. The Flight Club building. There used to be a very active Flight Club here at the airport. Unfortunately, the Flight Club is no longer together, but the building is kept in some state of repair to at least avoid falling in on itself.
Ben, in case somebody wanted to land here at night, unscheduled, is there going to be somebody here to light up the runways?
There's no attendance here at the airport after 4 p.m. We can have people come in to cater fuel or to tend any aircraft. The lighting is handled by our system known as pilot-controlled lighting, or PCL. We have a pilot-controlled lighting system here on the airport, so actually any approaching pilot can turn all the lights on from the air using his microphone.
What if somebody now wanted to contact you from the air? Can they contact someone here any time of the day or night?
Yes, sir. We have small aviation band radios. We monitor our UNICOM frequency, that is 122.80, all day while I'm here.
Ben, I know that we are in a state of emergency all the time as far as homeland security is concerned. What if some plane is going to land here? You didn't know who they were. Do they have to identify themselves, or what procedure would you go through?
They would certainly be using their aircraft tail number in any communications they would make around the area. So ahead of time, if one heard some suspicious radio traffic, you could go online, and there's a database that the FAA keeps of N numbers or tail numbers for aircraft. You could cross-reference the N number that the individual used, and you could find out at least who owned the aircraft.
Now you say you. Who are you talking about as far as a person to identify it?
Well, the pilot would regularly use their own tail number.
On the ground.
As far as I understand, I'm the only one who listens to the UNICOM, although I'm sure there are other individuals around town who can listen to it as well.
Now, what cooperation do you have with the Border Patrol?
Well, we have a lot of law enforcement coming and going from this area. There's a public shooting range just up the road that is used by all the local law enforcement branches. Border Patrol, we see them every now and again. They help out with our wings and wheels, our fly-in every summer, as well as some other dates. We also have Customs and Border Protection based on the field. They have two aircraft that they fly out of Houlton on a regular basis.
Well, now, if you were concerned about a plane coming in, not knowing who they were or concerned somehow on, Homeland Security, what would you do? What procedure would you go through?
Oh, let's see. Myself, I would probably go over to the Customs and Border Protection hangar that's here on the field, and I would get one of their air interdiction agents. Think of them as, loosely put, a police officer of the sky. These gentlemen have the power to, you know, pull aircraft off the ramp, to issue inspections, or to ask to search an aircraft. They can ask a pilot for his credentials. I would go to them mostly because they're based right here on the field, and there would be no wait as far as them being able to process an aircraft as soon as it landed.
Have you ever had any problem with drug traffic?
I never have here, no, sir.
I noticed a helicopter parked out on the runway. What's that helicopter?
That is one of the aircraft owned by the local Customs and Border Protection station. It is an A-Star 350. A small European helicopter they use mostly for observation. Observation, I suppose. Flying preset routes along the border, looking for activity, things of that nature.
Ben, in your own mind, what's the future of the Holton Airport?
Well, you know, I'm hoping the future is going to be a general aviation airport. I'm hoping we can bring the local flying community and grow it so the airport is as utilized as it should be. I would say for the level of infrastructure and facilities that we have, currently we are underutilized.
I know once in a while you have something where the public it comes up here.
Yes, we have two events every year so far with the possibility of adding more, of course. We do a fly-in towards the end of July about every year. It's nice to see, you know, to walk over the hill and see 500 to 1,000 people out here on the field. In the wintertime, we might do it again this year. The snow sled drag races, actually. We've done that for 1 year, and hopefully we'll be able to do it another winter. We have two runways here on the field, and we only keep one of them open. Now, the unused runway gets covered with snow, of course, all winter, since it's not removed. And last year, we had laid out an 8-mile course, and we had a couple of local snow sledders come up and do some runs down the track. It was a pretty fun day.
Do you have any trouble with wild animals?
There are wild animals on the field. It's a very large parcel of land, airside, that is inside the fence, if you will. About 300 acres, plus or minus a small amount. And, you know, it's very difficult to keep animals out of a place that large. If deer or something wants to get inside, they'll get inside. We have not had any wildlife strikes that I'm aware of since I've been here.
Do you have any problem with birds?
Same with the other animals. You know, we can't really keep them from coming in here, but I have not ever known any aircraft accidents that have happened after a bird ingestion or a prop strike or anything like that.
But most of your locally owned planes are prop planes, aren't they?
That's correct, yes. They all are propeller aircraft. Mostly single engine, but there are a few multi-engine aircraft as well.
Now, these mechanics can handle jet aircraft?
Actually, yes. well, they can handle jets. They spend most of their time working on turboshaft engines. That would be the type of engine that is in that AS-350 helicopter I mentioned earlier. So it is a jet engine, but rather than a thrust pushing an aircraft forward, there's a shaft output that goes to the rotor blade, and we'll move them using the rotor.
Now, what's the cost to a local owner? They all own a plane. They have to pay rent at your hangar?
Yes, sir. We do monthly hangar rentals, 6-month rentals, and year long leases as well, ranging from $100 a month up to $900 a year. Although I should also mention that we are currently doing a master plan study here at the airport, just to kind of look for ways of sustainability and look for ways that the airport can really support itself. So those numbers are subject to change, although I don't expect they will change drastically.
Now, what about fuel? You obviously can refuel the planes. Where do you buy your fuel?
We buy our fuel bulk through and dealers located around New England. Our last few bulk loads we have gotten from Ascent Aviation.
Uh-huh. There's a couple of planes out on the runway right now, private planes, and they out there for just to be aired, or are they out there for flight?
Well, I know we have a couple on the tie downs right now. You know, pilots who just decided they had someone to come visit in Holton or had some other business up here, so they brought the aircraft up, and here they are. We like it. We'd like to have more transient pilots.
Ben, we've had such a wonderful summer. You haven't had any problem with the weather except for a thunderstorm once in a while. But what happens if you want to stop people from flying because of weather? Do you have the authority to do that?
The best I can do is put up a NOTAM. That would be a notice to airmen, notifying anybody of any extreme weather that is very local to the airport. But for the most part, the decision to go or to not go is left up to the pilot's discretion as far as weather goes.
Do they have to file a flight plan with you?
Not with me, no. They would call a flight service station and file a flight plan.
Where is that located?
Well, there are several flight service stations located around the country. Most of them are run under contract by Lockheed Martin. I believe the closest flight service station to here to Houlton is Bangor, Maine.
Well, Ben, I want to thank you very much, and I'm certainly there's a lady that's very proud of you, and you must be proud of her, your mother, Jane Torres, who serves on the town council and also is secretary of the Chamber of Commerce, and I know she's very interested in what goes on out here.
Well, you know, as the Chamber of Commerce director, she does have a vested interest in seeing the town's facilities fully utilized. I'm only glad that I don't have to keep up with her because I'm honestly not sure if I could, Dewey.
Well, Ben, this is a beautiful day, but I'm sure you've looked out here when snowstorms are in, and it changes the whole atmosphere, doesn't it?
It does. Air traffic does take a hit in the wintertime. You know, I can't blame anybody. I wouldn't want to go fly, you know, out in negative 20 degrees when it's blowing 20 miles an hour. Uh-huh. So, you know, the airport slows down a little bit, but with snow removal and facility upkeep, there's always something to do.
Well, fortunately, Ben, we haven't had too many accidents here like it happened a couple of weeks ago, and let's hope that the averages continue.
Absolutely. That's the only one I've seen since I've been here, and I'm hoping it's going to be the only one while I am here.
Ben Torres, supervisor of the Houlton International Airport.